This is Puzzle in the Public, where the hosts ask the public their opinions on burning questions.
Welcome to today's episode of Puzzle in the Public. I'm Mia, and my fellow host here is Hunter. Today's question we are asking, is private school education worth it? Today's guests, Miss Nally and Natalie Chadwell, will be giving us their opinion on the question at hand. Today, I will be interviewing Miss Nally. Miss Nally attended a Maryland public high school, then she went on to graduate from the University of Maryland. She later attended Salisbury University to receive her master's degree in language, composition, and rhetoric. In the process of obtaining her master's, she taught at SU. Now she has been teaching at Worcester Preparatory School for the last 10 years. Can you please tell us your name?
Liz Nally.
What are your opinions about the U.S. public school system?
So, my opinions about the U.S. public school system are a little skewed because I just know today what it is that I hear about in the news. My public school experience, my personal public school experience, was a very good one. I felt like I had a good education, and it was balanced with good extracurricular activities. And I went to a neighborhood public school, so I went to school with people that I kind of knew fairly well. And it was also a pretty big school. There was like 3,000 students in it. So it was kind of a cool experience. What I know about public school now, I feel like it's somewhat, from what I hear in the news, has somewhat gotten away from just the traditional teaching of subjects, and it's tended to move a lot into social issues that unfortunately I think tend to get in the way of really what teachers want to do in the classroom and are somewhat hindered by policies and a lot of other things that they probably shouldn't have to deal with.
Do you think that colleges have bias against public schools, or are they just attempting to fill a quota?
No, I don't think colleges have a bias against public schools because it's driven by your application is your transcript and scores, even though some are going test optional. So I don't think where a student is coming from is necessarily skewing admissions. I think that it seems to me that they've done a lot of work in trying to make sure that no favor is given to any particular student, but we've seen that you know, that's been a big deal in the news with Harvard and them targeting or not, you know, targeting certain diverse groups and neglecting other groups. So I know it's something that is not a perfect system, but I don't think the difference between public and private is necessarily the issue.
So do you think, like, if they have like a private school application and a public school application and they're like the same, like grade wise and whatever, they'll pick one over the other?
Like, some private schools definitely have feeder schools that they use, like very high level boarding schools. You know, there's some top boarding schools in this country that definitely feed into certain schools. But it seems to me, since there has been so much talk about leveling the playing field, which sort of is a term that I think Obama used back in during his presidency, that it seems that they are trying to, it almost depends geographically where their schools are, because they're trying to get a diversity not only in maybe race and gender and things like that, but also in location of where students are coming from. So I don't necessarily, my understanding of the process I don't think that public and private is necessarily the tipping point for getting someone admitted to college.
Do
Do you think homework is necessary to further your education?
I do think homework is necessary to further your education. I think that being able to work independently after you've been exposed to some new idea or topic or information and then grappling with that on your own is a way to foster critical thinking. I don't think that just sitting in a classroom and hearing information and then regurgitating it on a test is in any way fostering critical thought and engagement with higher concerns or any sort of subject matter. So yeah, I don't think it needs to be excessive, but I do think there needs to be some.
So how much homework do you think is too much?
I think depending on the level of classes, because now we have, you know, students taking 5 AP classes in a year, and these are college level courses, and they have a high school level schedule, so they don't have a lot of time. But I think it depends on the classes that they take. I think it's hard to just say you shouldn't have more than 2 or 3 hours of homework a night, but that depends on, are you a 6th grader or a 12th grader? So I think that maybe my answer should be that the amount of homework should be relevant and applicable to the age of the student. So a 6th grader shouldn't be sitting at home doing 2 hours of homework a night, but maybe an 11th or 12th grader that's taking 5 AP classes might not be so out of place.
What do you think about the private school systems in America, and do you think they're worth their value?
So it's kind of it's hard to put a blanket answer on what do I think of all private schools, but I believe in school choice. I believe that students should have options, and so the degree of whether it's a private school or a charter school, which is considered really public, but you usually have some sort of a barrier to getting in, like it's a lottery or something like that. I think that private schools definitely have a value and offer a different style of education, whether it's a religious-based education or secular-based, but it offers maybe smaller classes or an emphasis in something else. I mean, I think it adds great value because I just think that different students need a different environment. So that's why I don't think public schools are bad. I think public schools are, I mean, students leave public school all the time, very successful. It's the support and what they put into it. And I think the same for private schools. I think some students may just work better in a smaller environment. And not that all private schools are small, because there are some that are really quite large, but it just offers a different style of learning and maybe also allows a student to be in a culture that may be more supportive for them, for whatever their family values and values, cultural issues, ideologies. I think all of that comes into play. So yeah, I think they're valuable.
Do you think that extracurriculars are more relevant in public school than private school?
Okay, so I think that extracurriculars are important in no matter what style of learning a student is doing. Even if a student is a homeschooler, I think it's important that that student is able to engage in activities that are important to them, that are enjoyable, that get them out of the classroom, that get them with peers their own age and working through various different levels of engagement, whether it's, you know, on a soccer field or on a stage or in a music room, whatever it is. So, and I don't think that the type of learning, public or private, has a real bearing on whether or not those activities are important, because I think it's more about the individual and the student. So I think that no matter where a student is being educated, that extracurricular activities are important. I mean, in a public school, if there's more students, and obviously in different parts of the United States, I mean, you have high school football that might as well be NFL, because that is so important to that community. So I think that, you know, that might be another, something else that a student looks at when they're, or the parents when they're choosing a school for a student, if they have the ability for school choice, is what kind of extracurriculars are there, because I think it helps to get a student involved and meet people and work with people in a totally different atmosphere than in the classroom. So I think they're relevant in both places.
Hello, could you please tell us your name?
Yeah, my name's Natalie.
Okay, now we're going to get started with the podcast. What are your opinions about the U.S. private school system?
I think that the private school system is really beneficial in terms of the fact that you tend to have a smaller class size. So you get to like know people a lot more personally, and I really like that. Unfortunately, like a lot of places are really expensive, and private schools tend to have like a religious association, which I don't necessarily like as much. And also there's being stuck with the same people for most of your life really leaves you kind of stuck, and you kind of live in this very tiny world as opposed to like what everything in the outside world is going to be.
One could argue that this close, tight-knit community benefits a student.
I mean, I would say it does. I mean, for me at least, like I go to a private school. I think that the tiny school has really allowed me to grow as myself. And I feel like I've also seen other people grow, and I feel really close to a lot of people I've met, so I genuinely like that a lot.
Backing off the idea of a tight-knit community, do you think there's more school pride within a private school than a public school?
I think that's really hard, because it kind of depends on the size of the private school. Like, if your private school is very small, not very sporty, you're not going to have a lot of pride for your school, but if you're a relatively larger private school with a good sports team, you're going to have full bleachers at these different games. But I do think that there's a lot more pride that comes with being in a public school, because you have a lot of people. So there's a lot of people all under this flag of the school who are supporting the school, whether it's as a joke or very seriously supporting the school.
Do you think colleges have a preference toward private schools? Do you think there's a solution to the problem?
I think that there probably definitely is some sort of distinction in colleges between choosing people from public and private schools. I think sometimes with private schools it might be harder to get into top-notch schools, especially if a lot of people from the same school apply to that school, because it's a lot smaller of a pool, and it also, the difference between you and your classmates can be a lot more substantial, whereas public school, it's a large pool. But that also lends to the same issue of setting yourself apart and being different. I think that financially, colleges might definitely think about it differently, because private schools, you tend to have to pay money, which usually places someone in a higher bracket for how much money they're making. So I think colleges might also see that and potentially think that by accepting someone who goes to a private school, that person is going to pay them more money because they'll get less financial aid. So I think that there's definitely a bias there. And I mean, I think the solution is a very hard one to come by. I don't really think there's a very large solution. I would think that potentially the only solution that we could offer would be to cut out the entire idea of public versus private school in the college decision-making process and just view people based off of their academic criteria, what they've participated in, the essentially whole holistic application process without the consideration of whether your school is public or private, but still looking at what you were offered to be able to do.
So if I'm not mistaken, you're saying in the holistic process, they should disregard what school the student has gone to.
Yes, I'm essentially, like, I believe that it should not have any weight on your college application process whether you went to a public or private high school, because that can change dependent on where you live, on how much money your family actually makes. It can depend on what worked better for you as a person, because some people thrive better in a public school than they would at a private school. So I think that we should totally cut out that part of the decision-making process.
Do you think homework is necessary to further your education? And how much homework is too much?
I am definitely a firm believer in homework. I mean, for the history classes I took freshman and sophomore year, a lot of my learning ended up happening from the homework I did, not just the notes we took in class. So I think homework is definitely something that's essential, especially in something like a history class or math or science, because a lot of those tend to be applied where you get better by doing. And in terms of the amount of homework to have, I think it definitely depends on what class you're talking about. So English, I would say 2 to 3 assignments per week. And if you're assigning an essay, that's one. That's the only assignment that week, please. History, I'd say 3 worksheets a week, maybe at max. Math, I say it really depends on the problem set size that they would give you. I would say maybe a problem set of at most 20 questions, 3 times a week, maybe 4 if you're preparing for a big test, if you're especially taking an AP math course. Science, 2 to 3 times a week, something that covers the basis of what you've been talking about in the unit. Because it's a very important thing, and at least for my learning, I've done a lot better learning when I've been out of the classroom and working on stuff on my own time, and I've gotten the practice that I need in order to succeed.
Do you think homework gets in the way of extracurricular activities?
I actually am very much a firm believer in that homework gets in the way of that. So I play a fall sport. I do the musical in winter, and in the winter time I also play on a club volleyball team. So, and then I also play a spring sport. So I constantly have something after school, and I live about an hour away. So I get home very late, and then I end up having homework that takes a couple of hours to totally finish or get complete to the quality that I want it to be. And then that disrupts my sleep schedule, which if you don't get enough sleep, it then disrupts the rest of your life. So I feel like homework does get in the way of your extracurriculars, because sometimes you might think, like, I don't have enough time to get this homework done if I go to volleyball practice, if I go to tennis practice. You think that you're not going to get it done, and it just causes stress. Suddenly you can't focus on your sport because you're just thinking about this work that you have to do. Or you even skip what your extracurricular would be just for the sake of getting that one piece of homework done because of how time-consuming homework can be.
Do you think this extra stress adds to procrastination?
I think it does, because you really, when you get those free moments that you can just sit on your phone, go through Instagram, TikTok, do your Snap, do whatever you want to do on your phone, you just kind of get sucked in because it's finally, you're relaxed, you're not stressed, you feel kind of calmed, and then you're like, oh, I was just planning on spending 15 minutes, but suddenly it's 9 p.m. and you were supposed to start your homework at 7:30. And that definitely just adds more to the stress. So I think it's very hard to kind of relax, and that's what leads to that getting sucked into a phone or something else and procrastination.
What do you think about the public school systems in America? Are they worsening the quality of education in the younger generations?
So I think it really depends on where that public school is located, because public school, as far as I'm aware, is dependent on the government, whereas a private school is, again, private. They're independent of the state. And so I think that there's definitely that difference. And I think that public school being free allows everyone equal opportunity to an education. However, the issue here is that public school funding relies on taxes because of the fact that it's something from the state. And unfortunately, depending on where you live, some of those funds that the state has will not go to education, which then could harm the children who go to that public school, because they don't necessarily have the budget for different educational matters or different things to improve the school. There's also the fact that depending on the area in which that public school is in, there could be people there who are not necessarily very educationally motivated, athletically motivated. They're just there to get their high school diploma so that they can then go get a job or something. And they might do things that are not very good, to put it that way. I mean, I live in an area where you would not want to go to the public high school because of the amount of terrible things that happen to students there. So I think that public school, it's not a bad thing. I think that the system in America, there needs to be at least some sort of minimum that states have to afford to their public schools, dependent on the size of the state, the normal amount of higher education people from the state receive, and the amount of income that the state usually has. I think there should be some sort of minimum given to the educational system in America, but I think altogether, public school in and of itself doesn't necessarily harm the students educationally, but it does allow the different influences that could harm someone educationally.
Thank you for listening to today's episode, Is Private School Worth It? Please tune in to next episode of Millennials versus Gen Z. Does age relate to common knowledge?